So lots of cities have a square. There's Red Square, Times Square, St. Peter's Square, to name a few. And then there's Independence Square. Where's that, you ask? Charlotte, at the intersection of Trade and Tryon. In case you didn't know, this intersection is where a Native American trading path, Trade Street, crossed what used to be called the Great Wagon Road, which we now know as Tryon. Today, the intersection is named Independence Square to recognize the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence. County leaders signed the document on May 20, 1775, declaring freedom from tyranny, I mean England, more than a year before the Continental Congress did in Philly. Four statues at each corner of the intersection further distinguish the square. These statues are the subject of this edition of A Trifling Place. Welcome to A Trifling Place, a podcast dedicated to exploring the ins and outs of Charlotte. So there's a lot of history at this particular intersection, and a lot to celebrate, including what I've heard referred to as the communist-looking statues on the square. You can't miss them. They're 24 feet tall bronze sculptures on the four corners of Trade and Tryon Street in Uptown Charlotte. They each weigh about 5,000 pounds. I need a history lesson, so I recruited Nicole Bartlett.
I'm the program director of public art at the Arts and Science Council.
She's my teacher for the day.
We have four sculptures, the sculptures on the square, as they're known, done by Raymond Caskey. Commerce, industry, transportation, and the future.
The sculptures were dedicated in 1995. They were a gift from a philanthropic group called the Queen's Table. They fund some of the big public art projects in Charlotte. We begin with the Commerce statue. There were dozens of gold mines in the region in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. That's why Congress approved a U.S. mint in Charlotte. In 1837, Charlotte was home to the first U.S. mint outside Philadelphia.
Commerce commemorates the emergence of the North Carolina region as the first major gold-producing area in the U.S. Actually, at the bottom of that bust is Alan Greenspan's head.
Oh, yeah, wow. Did not notice that.
And industry, this is a woman mill worker. She has a spindle, roller, cotton warping, hydroelectric bolts, and you can see a child laborer. They're classical emblems of the textile industry that was so important in Charlotte's growth. And what looks like braids hanging down the sides are warp ends, which is a textile reference.
What's fun about these statues is that there are details that you kind of have to discover for yourself.
This is transportation. It represents Charlotte's history as a rail hub for textiles and tobacco. The number 1401 refers to Southern Railway steam engine 1401, which ran a route through Charlotte from Greenville, South Carolina, to Spencer, North Carolina, and back. And the head of the eagle refers to the importance of flight to Carolina's transportation history.
So I guess those are the wings of the eagle going up there.
Right.
And what is he holding in his hand?
That is a hammer, like you would use on a railroad.
And last but not least, the future.
And that's represented by a child held aloft in his mother's arms. The foliage is the dogwood, state flower of North Carolina. And between the branches is the hornet's nest, emblem of the city of Charlotte.
The hornet's nest, of course, is what British General Lord Cornwallis called Charlotte during the Revolutionary War because our defense was so fierce. This fourth statue was originally envisioned to represent religion, says Molly Faison, the Queen's Table project chair at the time.
You go back and study the history of Charlotte, it is very much a Scotch Presbyterian base that landed here. And if you go back to First Presbyterian Church downtown, there is a plaque in front of that church that says Towns Church. And it was a building where the church and the government both met in the same building. And that was the religious aspect that was birthed in Charlotte at that time that had a strong influence on the city.
But the group decided that delving into religion would be risky, so it went a different direction.
When we came to the religious aspect of it, we just didn't know really how to depict that. And, you know, that could be a really touchy situation. And so that's when we decided to do the Mullen Child as a form of hope for the future.
After talking to Nicole Bartlett and Molly Faison, I still had a few more questions, so I went straight to the source, sculptor Raymond Caskey.
It has been 20 years, almost.
I guess I wanted to ask you why Alan Greenspan is on the bottom of the Commerce statue.
Oh, that was a private joke. I thought those little figures down below the knees, the eagle and the young child laborer and the hornet's nest were little iconic references. But I thought having the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board to represent banking was a good idea, or let's say seemed like a good idea at the time. I'm surprised that people recognize it as Alan Greenspan, actually.
Caskey, by the way, also created the large Queen Charlotte sculpture at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. The Queen is leaning forward, propped up by the wind, holding a crown in her right hand, and the four faces at the bottom of the statue represent a compass.
I really enjoy celebrating broad civic ideals. I mean, it's pretty old-fashioned, actually, but I think it still provides the age-old uplift, and I'm trying to think of the Italian term for pride in your city. Campanilismo, you know, refers to the campanile that every town had, but it's the spirit of the place, and I hope it's successful.
I certainly thought so, but Caskey's thinking long-term.
I hope people can enjoy them on their own right as sculpture, even if they don't know a thing about them. Or Charlotte. Sculptures are dug up by archaeologists and they're a couple thousand years old and nobody knows what the hell they're supposed to mean or did to that culture. But they say, oh, they're beautiful. That's the best reaction that I hope I can get.
Those future archaeologists will also get a glimpse of Caskey. The boy who represents a child laborer at the bottom of the industry statue is the sculptor himself. This is Tasneem Shama for Trifling Place.